Today, maybe when we spend something from our pocket, if I've got 10 pounds, if I give 5, it seems that is decreased, right? 5 pound is being reduced. I had 10 pound. Mathematically, now I left with 5 pound. Somebody can come up with this argument. You are saying that sadaqah does not decrease wealth. I cannot understand this. But subhanallah, what a beautiful answer ulama they have given. How beautifully they have explained this. That the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqah does not decrease wealth. Right? It is haqq and it is right. And how ulama they explain this idea, that subhanallah, the way a farmer, when he goes to the fields, he takes racks full of seeds. And when he goes out in the field, he spreads all those sacks of the seeds. And then when he comes back, he comes with empty sacks. He's got nothing left with that. And he spreads everything there. But after a few months, when he sees, subhanallah, the outcome of that, Allahu Akbar, it is kind of a treasure for him. And that has been multiplied for him. When he receives, subhanallah, that is multiplied. And exactly the same example is when we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apparently, it looks that our maal has decreased. Apparently, it looks that we have reduced something. We will get it when we will be in real need on the Day of Judgment. And we will see our reward. Then we would be thankful to those who gave us mindset. We would be thankful to those who motivated us. And alhamdulillah, we would be proud of our good deed that we spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. What a beautiful sentence. I like this. Allah di raach diya karo, keda tusi palli yun dena. Give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not giving from your own pocket. This is the maal given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On top of that, He is giving you this tawfiq and ability to spend in His path. He is park and He accepts park maal, right? It is alhamdulillah, a blessing that our maal is being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be proud on this. We should be thankful on this. We should be happy on this. That alhamdulillah, Allah is giving me the opportunity. There are millionaires, there are billionaires. They don't have tawfiq to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't even take a few pounds in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some people who may be working as a mechanic, but they would give in thousands, who may be working very, like, they would not be very wealthy in a sense, but they would be generous. So this is something to do with your heart, the generosity, the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maal who has given us this maal. Then it is the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On top of that, it is another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He rewards us. Not only it is His maal, He gives us tawfiq, on top of that, He rewards us in this dunya. Not only in this dunya, but inshallah, hereafter also we'll get the reward. So this is a total win-win situation. So why should we be holding back? Why should we not be generous? Why shouldn't we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly?